Still figured out how to do that thing. You gonna help me with this? Oh, that helped. Yikes. Okay. Open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. We're going to be talking about being an overcomer, the victory in our lives. The reason I requested that song is back in Michigan, that's in that other country called the North, I was on the, I was a chaplain in the prison ministry. And I tell you something, hearing those prisoners sing that song was one of the most enjoyable, awesome times. Because even though this was maximum security, but they understood what the fact of sin being wrong and the salvation. And many of these men were, that was their home. But they had come to know Christ, and they were excited about it. And they shared Christ in the ministry, or in the prison as a ministry. But it was such a delight. And through that, I played the guitar back then and led the singing as well as preaching. But you couldn't help but to learn that song. And I am one of those who doesn't need the book on that one. But it brings home the fact of our victory in Christ. Now that song is about the initial victory that we have. But before I go there, let's read, if you would stand for the reading of the word. We're going to be reading from 1 John chapter 5, the first five verses. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening, and we thank you for this time that as a local body of believers, your children, that you have provided this place for us to come to lift you up and to praise you, to learn from you and allow your spirit to teach us and to guide us. Father, I thank you for the fellowship for which we have at this church, the warmth that we have because of what you have done in our lives. Pray, Father, tonight that your spirit have a freedom in each of our lives. Lord, that you speak through me. And Father, that those listening hear with their hearts, not just with their ears. We thank you that you are a God who hears and answers prayer, and we leave this night in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. In this passage, it speaks of being overcomers. It's causing me to look cross-eyed there when I'm getting in my way. Let's take a look first at the other side of that coin. The defeated life. It's a life without fruit, without power, without positive influence. A life dominated by the world, the flesh, and at times directed by the deceiver, the devil himself. Now, this is speaking to the believer that was born of God. There's only, I know this will come as a surprise to some of you. Some of it will be a surprise because of someone you know. Might be a surprise about yourself. Me, I'm surprised I'm saying it. But no one is perfect in this room. None of us. But you know what? We have a perfect Savior. We have within us God, the Holy Spirit. If we have made that choice and made that decision and understand and repented of our sins and received Christ as our personal Savior, we have within us God, the Holy Spirit. We have within us the power of God. Now, we looked at the defeated life. What does the Bible say? Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. That's John 15:8. Acts 1:8 says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. The life of a victorious Christian is a life of influence to others. Just the life that you live. And we're going to be talking about from verses 4 and 5 here. We are to, as James says, chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. A defeated life is dictated by the world, and yet in 1 John 2:15, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The love of God, or the defeated life, is contrary to the word of God. So we're going to look first at who overcomes the world. And it says, whatsoever is born of God. The word whatsoever, translated there, whatsoever is the word pos, which means all. Thus it says whatsoever. By the context of the passage itself, we recognize that it requires a personal pronoun, a personal application. Whosoever, as the first verse of this message, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. All those who have received Christ are overcomers. The Word of God says so. Now, we are in John, the Gospel, first chapter, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That's being born of God. Every believer has and is an overcomer and overcomes the world. The world being the human society that functions apart from God. The world does not have anything to do with God. They think that what they have come up with is workable, and we've seen nation after nation in our history, in our presence, fall because it is not successful. It cannot be outside of God. But that's the influence that the every born of God, every believer has, is the world, the flesh, and the devil. We're going to look at, the second point is what overcomes the world. Verse 4 again, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. The word even there was added by the translators. It basically says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. We have no problem as a believer. We say, I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again the third day for my salvation, and I have applied that to my life. Well, how are we supposed to live? We live by faith. in the total of what was done on the cross. Not just salvation. If that was true, he could take us out. We wouldn't be here. You're saved? Okay, you go home. Next. We were left here for a purpose. So while we're living here, he provided in each and every life here that knows Jesus Christ, he has provided everything needed to live a victorious life. First, understanding that the victorious, overcoming life is already there. We are on the victory mount. We don't have any hills to climb to get to the victory. Paul says in Ephesians 6, put on the whole armor of God. And in all that equipment that you put on, there's only one part of that that is an offensive weapon. All the rest is for defense. Because he doesn't say, put this on and charge out there, go at it. Not against Satan, not against evil, because the victory's already won. What are you to do? It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You won't have to go out to him. He's coming after you. What he wants to do is he wants to tumble you off of there or coerce you. Or the flesh will speak to you. Garden of Eden. So serpent says to Eve, looks pretty good, doesn't it? She sees the fruit, it looks good to eat. And he says, you know, the reason that you he doesn't want you to eat that is you're going to become like him. You're going to know what he knows, the pride of life. It's already there, right from the beginning. Satan has absolutely no power over your soul. He can, if you are in Christ, he cannot take from you anything. He cannot take your soul. He cannot pluck you out of the Father's hand. He cannot pluck you out of Jesus' hand. He cannot do anything except everything he can to influence you, to distract you from the purpose that God has for your life. Every believer was chosen specifically for who they are, the talents and the gifts that God has given you. Every single one of us has a purpose. We don't have to be preachers. We don't have to be teachers. We don't have to be apostles. We have to be ourselves in him. The victory is already there. He wants us to use the power that he's given us to glorify him, which is our ultimate purpose. The word overcometh is to conquer, as in Romans 8:37, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Same root word. We are conquerors. We are conquerors. We don't have to work at it. That's our hardest thing. We want to be involved. I'm Gary Rich, man. I got a lot to offer here. You know, step aside. Let me figure this out for you, and I'll help you. He's already got it planned out for you. Our part, I love our part. Submit. Ooh. Sorry, no magic here. Submit yourself to what he's already done. He did it all in at the cross. He provided everything. If he had to save us from our sin, now he has to save us from ourselves. And he's done that. It's all there, and it's already done. How? By our faith. You probably already know this, but the word victory is Nike. Yeah, I like the tennis shoe. I don't know the relationship there, but I wore them and I never won anything. But Christ has given us the victory by applying our faith. Now, Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Shame on us if we ever come to the point where we think this book is something that we carry to church and go back home and lay it down and not open it again. Every single person that knows the Lord Jesus Christ needs this book, needs everything in it. It is truth. It is instructions. Prayer, communication with God is not going with a list. Here you go. I'll be back in a few minutes to pick it up. Thanksgiving and praise should be in your heart for all that he has done for us and all that he could do if we'd allow him to. Every single one of us. Every single one of us. We need this book. A conversation is two ways. It's like me walking up to Scott and start talking to him, and Scott just walks away. That's what we do. When we go to pray, find your closet. Might prefer something besides an actual closet, but find your place. Find a place where you can get alone with God. And you know something? He will talk to you. No, you won't hear a verbal voice. I don't know about you, but that would probably mess up my ticker. That would surprise me quite a bit. However, he does speak to you. I was sharing the other day with someone. I says, I've been praying in tears that God would use me. And then I thought, wait a minute. I teach a class, et cetera, et cetera. It answered my, I just, you know, he answers our prayer. He does in our life. He knows who we are. He knows what we need. And he continues to apply his Spirit to our lives as we ask. He wants, desires to give to each of us good things. There is no angry God out there. And when we fail, don't you think he understands that? Otherwise he wouldn't have had to die on the cross if we could do this ourselves. He has provided for all of that. Confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He knows we're going to fail. He knows when we're going to fail. He's God. There's no surprises. We need to learn. Use that for which where we fail. Learn something from it. Go on and keep seeking his will in our life. Keep submitting to what to his Spirit within us so that he can teach us. Be in the Word. You'd be amazed. You don't have to be a scholar to read. Just read it. You don't want to read it? Listen to it. It's on tape now. I guess I shouldn't use the word tape. I don't think anybody uses tape anymore. But it's on CD, or it's on your computer, or it's even on your cell phone. Don't listen to it right now, though. I'm speaking. But you don't, this country is full of the Word of God. We have no excuse. I have really no excuse. I got 14 Bibles at home. There's a reason for that. I'm not obsessive for it. And if you need one, just let me know. I got plenty to give. The point is, this book was written to me. It was written to you. This book is a personal book from God. A message. And it's wonderful. Even when you get bogged down in numbers, right, John? Oh, so-and-so begat so-and-so begat so-and-so. But even that has its purpose. Let the Word of God speak to you. Our faith depends on it. Victory is faith. Fine, Gary, so when does all this happen? When did you get saved? That's when it started. If it's not active in your life right now, it was already there. We are victorious right now. We have everything in our life needed to live that life. By the way, that life is much, we use that word life. Now, at the moment you received Christ as your Savior, you received eternal life. You started living eternally. Oh, but I'm going to die. You're just going to leave this piece of junk. Remember what Paul said? In me, there is no good thing. Well, I mean, my flesh, there is no good thing. Because inside our soul is God, the Holy Spirit, providing us with everything we need to make that first step, which is love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. And through that, your neighbor as yourself. There is, you put him first, he will guide you. Put him in his proper place so that when you're looking to Jesus. And if you want another little message on that, join the Jewel Club. I hear the guy's giving a devotion on that. Dr. Lee Roberson stated, constantly we look into the Word of God, then we go out to walk the way of faith. We do not need to look to tomorrow, but receive the promises as manna for each day. I believe the Word invites us to test the promises of God. I do not mean that we should go out, that we are to be presumptuous and do foolish things. But we are to take the promises, believe them, put them to a test and see that God means what he says. To know and to rely and to rest upon the promises of God, you've got to be in the book where the promises are, to know what they are. We're told that we are to, he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. We're to keep his commandments, but his commandments are not grievous. The top two I just mentioned, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and soul, and thy neighbor as thyself. And Jesus himself said, all the law and the prophet, which, by the way, covers the entire Old Testament, is all tied up in that one. Because you cannot love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and live contrary to it. Neither can you not love your neighbor when you recognize the love of God in your own heart and in your own life. We are victorious in Christ. I'll give you a quick illustration about the Word of God. There was a preacher who went visiting an old man, held fast to his chair because of rheumatism. He couldn't move. And as the pastor was sitting there, the man had his Bible open, and he noticed on the margin the word proved. 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 He noticed next to, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Recognizing this man was bound to his chair, he wrote next to it, proved. That's what God wants us to do. When we know the Word of God, he wants us to live it. He wants us to experience the victorious, overcoming life so that the world does not have dominion over us. It just shouldn't be. As believers, it's not right. It's not regular. It's not true. Again, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Determine that you'll put him to the test, that you'll prove him. He loves it. And as Reverend Robertson said, Dr. Robertson said, don't go out and do something stupid. Read his word. He promised and he keeps his word. So you need to be in the word. You need to be in prayer. And you need to believe. When he talks about believing, that word is trust, believe, faith. It's all there. We trust in him because he is trustworthy. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word that teaches us about Jesus and the salvation available, that how Christ himself died for our sins, was buried and rose again. Lord, I pray that we recognize that it continues, that our life began at the point of receipt of Christ as sick Savior. And I pray, Father, if anyone here tonight has never really made that decision or has any doubt about it, they might make a decision tonight. For the Word of God is true. Your Word is there to teach us, to guide us. And God, the Holy Spirit, lives within us to continue the work of Christ in us and through us. Lord, help us to recognize that we are victors, more than conquerors in Christ, and that you have great and mighty things planned for each one of us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.